The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattullo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm blue. Every Monday, thinking over Sunday, that one day when I'm with you.
Oh, but we're not
it
blue now that you're here,
that
baby. Now that you're here, we are happy. Francis Albert with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning, good morning. It is 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. I love being with you. And it's interesting because when I go away, like I went down the shore this weekend, and I said, well, I'll take the day. I'll take the day. But, you know, I'm going away in September. We're doing 10 days with Brent Bozell and the great Media Research Center and going away on a big, big event with them. And then, of course, you and I are going to Italy together. Don't forget about that. That's the big one. October 19th, forget about it. We'll be gone almost 10 days there as well. So I wanted to make sure I put in my radio time, and I don't want to miss my time with you on the radio. So I go down the shore, and there's a station down there. It's in the Pine Barrens where the Jersey Devil lives, and it's in the middle of nowhere in a little town called Manahawkin, New Jersey, off of exit 63 off the Garden State Parkway. So I come in there, I go down, and I come back, and they have the big tower, you know, like the big tower like they used to have in the old days, and they walk in their beautiful new studios. So I'm at WJRZ this morning and broadcasting live from the Jersey Shore. I'll go see the kids. They'll be in studio tomorrow in New York for our YouTube, Facebook, and then I may be back down here Wednesday before we roll into the 4th of July. But I wanted to be with you because I was thinking about you all weekend and your nice notes, and I get your tweets, and I go back and forth as much as I can around the weekend. And it was about the high school reunion, right? Went in there. Everything went great. Thank you. Everything great. I was supposed to take Carol Alt. I just thought it would be cool if you walk in with like a supermodel, you know, at your high school reunion. You know, oh, Joe, you're doing okay. But you know what? Sometimes, and Carol couldn't do it. Her shoot went late, and she was very gracious, as she always is. And she was like, oh, I will never get out because we're like, Carol and I are like an old married couple already because the traffic at the Holland Tunnel, we couldn't get out, and we just never. I said, let me just go. And I ran out and had the best time ever. And just to the class of, I'm embarrassed to tell you, 1969. Oh my gosh, I'm so old. But you know what? It was when I went to the reunion, I'm looking around and I'm seeing the people there and I'm saying to myself, as I'm looking around, we are a good people. And I told my buddy Vinny Lapone this, who in the, now, you know, and Vinny, we were the worst students ever. You know, we got kicked out of school. We got suspended. We got, oh, please. I was thinking, what was I thinking back then? But you know what? You keep going. You keep trying. And somehow we all make it together. And I'm looking around at my fellow former classmates. And I'm saying, we are good people, man. We are decent people. And that goes across the country. That goes across New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, right across the country. We are a good people. And that's why you hear me upset when they try to attack us. That's why you hear me get upset when I see someone kneeling when the national anthem is played. Or they don't put God in the Pledge of Allegiance. And they don't say God bless America. It's because we are a good people. And we, my generation, comes from the greatest people of all, the greatest generation. So it was just so exhilarating for me, inspiring for me to go to a high school reunion. I wasn't looking forward to it. I thought it was going to be like, oh, my gosh. These are good people, and I'm proud to come from that class, and I'm proud that I was at that school at that time, you know? And we were talking about all that we went through, and I have to tell you this. The guys will love this. So Skip Felsenfeld was the president of the class. Smart, smart guy. He was smart. Skip was always smart, and he was the president for, like, most of our high school years. He was our guy. He gets up, he's going to do a speech. Listen to this. At the high school reunion, he goes, you know, there was a time ago, and I hope he doesn't mind me telling you, he was going to go down to Verona Park, and he was going to go by. I shouldn't see, I'm too ridiculously honest on the show, but I'm just telling you exactly what he said. He goes, I'm going down to this park because this was in 1969, and I went to buy some weed. This is what he said. Right? So now, back then, whoa, you know what I'm saying? So he goes, by the way, then they went to a place called, I think, Figgleson's or Figglestein's, whatever it was, where you could buy, like, zigzag papers, right? So listen to me. So he's telling this story. I go, where's Skip going with this story, man? And we're all there, you know? He goes, I'm walking down Bloomfield Avenue, and I see Joe Piscopo. This is what Skip says. And we tell Joe, yeah, we just bought some pot. We're going to get high. And Joe says, this is Skip talking, you know, you're smoking pot? You'll be doing heroin next. That's terrible. That was me. I was still dad back then. I was dad back then. And then John Welshons was next to me. He, my longtime, lifelong buddy, shakes his head and goes, no, Joe was never into it, man. And even back then, I'm lecturing my friends in 1969. If you should not be doing pot, you could go to heroin next after that. And you know what's so scary? I still believe that. So Skip, it was a great speech, and it was a great time at the class reunion. And we're a good people. And by the way, historic, epic weekend with President Trump. I don't want to hear it. I was so patriotic, hooked to the TV. When I'm with the kids, I'm teaching my children as I'm watching the president, you know, and they're taught not to like this president. They're taught, you know what they're taught in school, that progressive socialist agenda. And so you have to deprogram. And by the way, my children are in the best schools in the country. They really are. There's just always a teacher or two that are so ridiculously socialist that you have to deprogram your children when they come home from public schools, I'm talking about, you know. And my little Charlie's in a Catholic school, so not so much in the Catholic school, you know, but the public school. And by the way, great teachers, great schools, but they're just a little socialist, and that because maybe do they have to be that way because of the politicians that put the school agenda in the school system? I'm not sure, but I'm showing my kids President Trump with Kim Jong-un going across the DMZ. What is that, Daddy? What is that? And Michael already had studied that about the Koreas, and we're talking about it. And now if we could unify the Koreas, and he's just working. Now, this guy, Kim Jong-un, he's a thug and a dictator, but you keep your enemies closer. If FDR... And if Winston Churchill, the great Winston Churchill, and the great FDR can meet with Joseph Stalin during the Second World War, bringing your enemies as close as Joseph Stalin, then we could meet with Kim Jong-un. Yeah, I am just saying. So President Trump, it's exactly what you do. You keep your enemies closer like that. And you know what? Maybe we'll... You know, you and I, honestly, it's a rogue nation. They're economically in complete disarray, North Korea. And Gordon Chang is going to join us on the show. But will he ever denuclearize? You know, he probably never will. But, you know, if you could just keep putting it off. I mean, he's not firing missiles over Japan anymore. So and Japan is our dear friend. So it was epic what the president did. And the beauty of this, too, and I was showing my children this as well, is the drama, as Simon Constable just touched on in a really astute way, is the president is such a showman. He goes up to the DMZ. He's at the DMZ. He's about to step into North Korea, across the DMZ. He pauses. He waits. He points. He puts his hand on Kim Jong-un's arm. And he knows the whole world is watching. Brilliant. It was brilliant. It was just... I was pointing to the TV so excited. My kids thought I was nuts. I said, watch this. No, this is the showman. This is the master showman right here. He took the time to do it the way he walked across. It was great to watch. And no matter what is Kim Jong-un going to do, I don't know. I mean, between you and I, we don't know. Maybe we got a plan what we're going to do with Kim Jong-un. I'm not sure. I don't know what the intel tells us. But I think keep your enemies closer is exactly what happened. And the president talking with President Xi of China, again, Gordon Chang is the expert. I don't pretend to be the expert here. Gordon Chang is the expert, and he's at least talked. The president is talking with President Xi. I'm telling you, I'm proud of my president. I'm proud of what he's done. I'm proud of what he did and the way he handled himself on this trip. And by the way, he's 73 years old, and I could tell, and forgive me, I get a little caught up in the personal little quirks of a politician as I watch the president. I could see if he's tired, if he's not tired. Coming down those stairs, you know, with the moon, with the president of South Korea. Did you see that? Oh, I was so afraid. Those stairs scared me. I would never, ever, at 73, you know, I'm not there yet. But I'm telling you, when I'm 73, I don't want to walk down red carpeted stairs, because if I fall down and I go tumbling down, it does not look good on international television. Yet the president walked down those stairs with moon. Oh, just what the whole, it was just nice to see the president, especially at 73 years old, step up. And it was just a great, for me, I felt very patriotic and very proud of this president. And I did feel proud to watch the Yankees and the Red Sox play in London. And it was so nice. I'm telling you, we're good people. And it's not just in America. We're good people around the world. You got everybody doing negative things. You got everybody telling us bad things. Why is AOC tweeting bad things, you know, about Ivanka Trump? I don't want to say shut up, but. Shut up. Excuse me for being so Chris Christie about it all. But really. And then I have so much to talk, catch up with you. I'm going to go to the guys in a second. But then I sat with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business on Friday on my way to the reunion. Neil had called. He wanted me to do Thursday. So I said, well, I'm doing my friend Steve Adubato locally. So that's where Steve grilled me on Donald Trump. Donald Trump, you like Donald Trump. Why do you like him? Oh, please. You know, and Steve and I, we're buddies, and I love the guy, and we love each other, and it's all good. But it's all, I go to a local show, right? And all it is about, why do you like Donald Trump? How could you like Donald Trump? And so I end up defending myself, why I support this president. And really, it's not so much the president. I support the country, right? Then I go to a national show, Fox Business, which is like the number one business network. And Neil Cavuto, he's the boss of the whole network, you know? And what do you think Neil and I start talking about? I had some fun with the debates, of course, you know. Then we go to what? New Jersey politics. Isn't that ironic? I go to see the national program with the magnitude of a Neil Cavuto show, and we're talking New Jersey politics. Why? Because it resonates around the rest of the country. Because I made the comment, and it made all the news online, as you see. New York, New Jersey, and California are socialist states. We have gotten there. How do we take them back? That's where it is. So I was talking exactly, specifically, in detail, how you could take it back. And I said, if Steve Sweeney, the head of the Senate in New Jersey, does not primary Governor Murphy, and I don't know that he's going to. I hear that he's not going to, because Steve Sweeney, he would win a popular vote. But it's tough to be Governor Murphy, very nice man, by the way, but and a very powerful guy. Don't ever underestimate the power of Governor Murphy. But does Sweeney go if he primaries the governor? And then there's our friend John Bramnick, who does a great job as the leader down in the assembly on the GOP side. If John goes in on the Republican side, then we're in a pretty good shape. But if none of that happens, if John doesn't want to run, or if Steve Sweeney doesn't want to run, then we're back to square one. And we're back there. And I'll go to Al in a moment. He'll tell you what's happening in Jersey, how free everything, the socialism. Then someone's got to come from the outside. I said this on Neil's show. Someone from the outside has to come in and take back the state. And it may have to be as an independent. Because an independent, they say, could never win in New Jersey. You know what? All bets are off. And if something like that, you and I have to stay locked and loaded. And I hear and I read what you're writing me, and I understand it. And I feel a sense of duty, a sense of responsibility to go back. And I hope, you know, we talk about John Catsimatidis, our friend. I hope John runs for office somewhere, whether it's the mayor, governor. You got to take back these states, man. You know what? Our grandparents and our parents worked too hard to just give everything away the way they're doing it. Inexcusable. So we got a lot to talk about. 877-970-2999. And it's Frankie Five Boroughs is here. Albert's here. Albert's got a little bit of a cold. But see, Al comes in with cancer. He comes in with a cold. He shows up. He may be grumpy.
Right.
He may not be easy to work with.
That's right.
He may yell. He may Cthulhu you.
Still Mr. Wonderful to some people. That's all.
Frankie,
some people's
Frankie. Are. We're never going to hear the end of that one.
Oh,
you know
that's
that?
For sure.
Am I right?
That'll fizzle out maybe by the end of the month.
No, it'll sizzle, baby. It'll sizzle
we'll
forever.
See. After. Well, it is getting hot out.
Martha Bonetta, she's great, Frank, and Frank's friend. So Martha came in. She's a great, great woman on the Republican side, very pro-President Trump. We had a great chat with her. And then she as she walked into the studio, she looks at Al's bald head. Oh, you shaved your mohawk.
Yep.
She puts her hand on Al's head.
She gave it a good rub for good luck. That was nice.
It
So you were talking about Governor Murphy signing the budget.
Wait, Mr. Wonderful. Not so fast.
She rubbed my head and you did the interview.
She did the whole thing. She sat down out to her bed and she goes, I said, you're going to touch Al's head? You want Durasan? She goes,
I did give her some Durasan.
Mr. Wonderful.
That's right.
That's what she called Algotula.
That's right.
Mr. Wonderful. Oh, Mr. So, Mr. Wonderful, tell me about New Jersey.
So real quick, Murphy signed the budget yesterday. He had no leverage. Like, he made this big pronouncement that he was signing the budget on Sunday. He had no leverage to shut down the state. He got pretty much what he wanted, for except for obviously the millionaire's tax that he didn't get. He wanted that really badly and still lambasted the Senate for doing that. But what is out of the budget? So he took his line item veto. The legislature had allocated $48 million to pay for shared services for district consolidation. Apparently, this was $48 million to a study. He gave them $10 million. Right, so he said you only need $10 million for the study. Apparently, Murphy removed $5 million from Cooper Hospital, saying there was no clear justification for the funding and no program description. Now, George Norcross is the chairman of the hospital board.
Yep.
He's been under fire by a Murphy-appointed task force that found its special interests aligned with Norcross, helping shape the tax incentive policies. Murphy also took out $500,000 for Rutgers Camden and the Cooper's Ferry Partnership for Camden to conduct a study on job growth in the city. He also put into reserve or took out $235 million in legislative projects, calling these at-risk expenses that couldn't be justified by the legislature. These projects are on hold until the state's surplus is filled. So if the money does come in based on the legislative's projections, they'll get that money back.
All right. Interesting. But the one thing that Governor Murphy did do, I'm reading in the Asbury Park Press today.
Right.
You could bring Debbie in anytime, guys. I know we got to go to traffic. By the way, give us a call on our Balance of Nature phone lines, 877-970-2999. I'd love to hear what you think about what the president did in North Korea, because it was great. It was epic. It was historic. And I'm very, very patriotic and very, very proud of my president in that regard. I'd love to hear your thoughts as well. 877-970-2999. But in the Asbury Park Press today, Bill Clanton, my buddy, just handed me, filmmaking booming in New Jersey. And that's because Governor Murphy stepped that up. Governor Christie did not want to give all the tax, cuts and everything to the film companies. So I think in the right way, that's the one thing Governor Murphy's doing. And again, we're going to criticize, but if something good is done, we're going to bring that out as well. Hey, Deb, 722 on the roads. How are we doing this morning, Debbie Duane? And you're good. All good with you, Deb? You had a busy weekend?
Yeah, everything's great. Yeah, everything's really great. And when you're speaking about the acting and here in New Jersey and New York, my friend Shay's an actress, and she's been getting a lot of work lately.
Yeah,
so
very
it's
smart.
Great.
Very
yeah,
smart.
It's really great.
Create
for
the revenue.
For,
mm-hmm, and definitely. You got to give the governor credit in that regard. Hey, here we go. It's Monday, and we're rolling at the 4th of July. By the way, guys, do we have a short week this week? Is that what we're doing this week? Is that
very
what everybody's
short.
Doing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yay!
All right, that just means more traffic
weekend.
On a Monday.
Four-day weekend.
You're all set. Debbie's out there, 7:23 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, let's take it out to 107, getting up through Brookville over on the island. It looks like you have a problem here with an overturned vehicle. Fire department activity at the scene, so 107 is closed. Getting up through Brookville right into the area of Cow Path, so do watch out for some delays there. We're still seeing some delays as you head out to the LIE westbound. Stop-and-go traffic heading out through Casino Boulevard and out toward the BQE with that new construction pattern to deal with. Harlem River Drive south busy right through the 140s. It's still kind of busy at the inbound GWB, an hour to the upper 35 to the lower. Lincoln 25, Holland about 30. Traffic is still building for you as you head to 80 East, getting out through Mount Arlington. 287 northbound busy up through Piscataway. And prepare for some stop-and-go traffic on 84 East at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge with an accident reported there. Sunny today, high in the 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and auto care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you buy any Napa automotive battery. While supplies last, offer expires 8/31/19.
Larry Elder says Joe Biden is getting a pass.
But I know where his heart is. Joe doesn't feel that way at all.
Hey, I know where his heart is, says Clyburn. And Sharpton says, hey, people sometimes say things that don't really reflect what they are.
He may say things that doesn't reflect what he really means.
Well, right.
But he must prove that to people.
But zero tolerance.
for Trump.
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at the SmartWayToBuy.com. That's the SmartWayToBuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Come aboard AM970's favorite yacht, the Atlantis, this 4th of July for a night filled with memories and incredible views. Board at West 41st Street in Manhattan at 5:15 p.m. and sail out past the Statue of Liberty and up the East River, where you'll experience an incredible view of the fireworks. Enjoy a gourmet buffet, past hors d'oeuvres, open bar, DJ and dancing, all the way until 11 p.m. Sign up with your date, your spouse, your family, or your friends for this unforgettable 4th of July experience. Tickets are just $250 for adults and $225 for children 5 to 12 years of age. Call Captain Fred's office to book today, 212-633-1231. That's 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231.
From the Fox Business Network, stock futures are higher after the U.S. and China agreed to restart trade talks. The U.S. offered concessions, including no new tariffs and an easing of restrictions on Huawei. The most sensitive equipment will still be off limits. Oil prices are higher this morning. OPEC and its allies are expected to cut oil supplies until at least the end of this year. Taco Bell's latest promotion, the Taco Bell Hotel and Resort, sold out in just 2 minutes. The Bell will operate for 4 nights in Palm Springs, California, starting August 8th at an existing hotel. The company says it'll offer the Taco Bell lifestyle in the rooms, pool, bar, and amenities for $169 a night. The Dow is up 73 on Friday, NASDAQ up 38, the S&P added 16. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Nothing changes your life more than God or love than moving your credit score 120 points. I'm John Hope Bryan, founder of Operation Hope. I want you to go to OperationHope.org and take your life back. Get your dignity back. Join the HOPE 700 Credit Score Community Program and take your life back. Go to OperationHope.org today or call us at 404-941-2919 today.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio. It is 728, telling you about Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's all it is. So I'm up early, you know, and what's the first thing I do? I reach for the fruits and the Balance of Nature. And I take 3 fruits of that Balance of Nature. At the end of the program today, 10 o'clock, I'll have 3 more fruits, and then I do the vegetables later. I'm just plain not eating enough, certainly vegetables. I should eat way more, and I just don't have the time. The day is done, and I always, I should have the spinach. I should have the asparagus. But who has the time? This is what you get with Balance of Nature. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Gives you more energy, makes you feel better. And when I'm telling you, I'm a walking clinical study. This is not a clinical study that I could tell you, this is a medical clinical authorized study. It's the Piscopo study. I take Balance of Nature, it offsets all those little nicks from allergies, you know what I mean, to feeling like scratchy throat, to fatigue that you get. I take Balance of Nature. I feel 1,000% better than I did before. And I love you. And you know I love you. I love you for listening. So this ain't just like a commercial. This is because I love you. We're going to give you 30% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. You can call 800-246-8751, 800
2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Please remember to use the discount code The Answer. Good health, it's only a phone call away.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning. Our condolences go out to Luis Alvarez. He was the that 9/11 victim that you saw. He was the face of a lot of that. Where John Stewart went and he talked to that subcommittee down there in the part of the committee down there with the in the Senate. And he goes down there and he talks. And Luis, he mentioned about Alvarez. We heard about Alvarez. You saw a video of Alvarez. And Luis passed away. And we wish him all the very, very best. This was a strong guy. He was only 50, what, Frankie? He was 50.
I believe
52.
He was either 51 or 53.
Oh, it's so early. It's too young. And here he is, gave his life on the line. And then they're going to question us about the victims' compensation fund for 9/11 victims.
Yeah, 53 years old he was.
Yeah, rest in peace. Lewis, and thanks to Congressman Peter King leading the way with Congressman Zeldin and former Congressman Dan Donovan stepping up and always helping out 9/11 victims, man, and John Stewart for the great work he's doing down there. You got to smack these guys. Apparently, though, Mitch McConnell is going to okay all of this, Frankie Fibro.
Well, he's agreed to meet with them. I mean, see. Yeah, I don't know about permanent funding, which is what the victims are asking for.
Yeah, because it's something that we got to never forget. I mean, when you say never forget, you just got to never forget. Hey, Joe on the radio, there's so much going on. Gordon Chang, cannot wait to talk to Gordon Chang about. I'm so excited what happened yesterday in North Korea. The president walking across the DMZ with Kim Jong-un, man. This guy's a rogue. Don't forget, he's the guy that, didn't he whack Kim Jong-chol, his number two, Frankie? Didn't he just whack him?
You know, there's all sorts, you never know what to believe, but there's all sorts of allegations that they're not only top-level diplomats, but even members of his own family, his uncle, a half-brother, that he's responsible for their murders. Now, clearly, it's not a guy that has a high patience for failure or betrayal.
Well, I told you this before, and this is, and forgive me, it's a lot of it's entertainment-based, a lot of it's for that kind of value that I like, so forgive me, guilty as charged. But when you see a guy in Kim Jong-un, and I told you, when I was down in the White House, I told you, I was at the executive office there, and then Kim Jong-un's number two, was talking with the president and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and I'm saying, wow, they got the number two there, and they were putting together the whole, I think the Vietnam summit, whatever it was. And then apparently it didn't work out. And then this is the rumor. We don't know that's true. But Kim Jong-un whacked Kim Jong-chol, his number two, had him whacked. Why? Because he was a quote-unquote distraction. You know, I mean, really? Tony Soprano wouldn't have whacked somebody. He's a distraction. Christopher, he's a distraction. I want you to whack him. But, you know, Paulie Walnuts, I want you to whack this guy. It's like, what was that? So then to see the President of the United States shake the hand, take his time, and walked across the DMZ with this rogue dictator. I mean, it reminded me very much of Winston Churchill. It reminded me very much of FDR and how they met with Joseph Stalin. It's just, you got to keep your enemies closer. So it was just monumental, just historic to see. Michael Caputo is with us. That's another thing, too. Michael Caputo is one of the warriors of the Mueller probe. He's a warrior. I mean, he's an Army veteran. What he withstood and how there are still people in jail and what Roger Stone to this day has to go through after the Mueller probe is a joke. It's an embarrassment. It's a witch hunt. It has no relevance to anything. And then for even Jimmy Carter, and we all love Jimmy Carter now, and he goes, well, now the president, he's not really, he's an existential president because of the Russia collusion. Oh, my God, please, go back to Sunday school, Mr. President. The President Carter, great guy, sweetheart of a human being, but oh, my gosh. This whole Mueller probe was an embarrassment. Michael Caputo is still standing, and he's going to join us coming up momentarily. Also, Dan Gabriel, this is very cool, former CIA counterterrorism officer with extensive experience in countering violent extremism, and the producer of the documentary Mosul, which focuses on efforts to battle ISIS in 2016. So Dan will join us in the 9 o'clock hour. 877-970-2999, if you'd like to call us for sure, 877-970-2999. Alan, know you got a cold. Michael has the same thing, sinus infection. Did you go to a doctor to get diagnosed for that, Albert?
No. I have a wife for. She's a nurse.
Are you taking antibiotic with it?
No. You don't take antibiotics for this.
Well, if you have an affection, you got to. And not to scare you, because it could go into your brain, but not to alarm you or
anything.
Thanks. Like that.
I appreciate that at 7:35 in the morning, but no, it'll be over with in a day or so.
It's eating away your brain.
How about
we know the difference, though, Frank? If
that should be less grumpy.
Yeah, exactly. He starts being nice to people.
Right. Tomorrow I come in and I'm, hey, guys, I really love both of you very much. Well, get worried.
That's great.
Right.
Albert, that's so bad. I'll be nice. I know. That thing must have attacked his brain already.
That's right. The alternate Kirk.
Frankie, only me. I go. I'm so excited to tell. I remember this. I know we got a break. But I remember my daddy would always take me. If I wasn't feeling good, Pop would take me to the walk-in. Because in Long Beach Island, they don't have really hospitals or anything. It's all off the island. Southern Ocean County Hospital doing a great job. But on the island. And you go in. I went in. And I was so excited. I'm doing what my father did. I forget my wallet, Frankie. Only me. It's in my other pants because I'm giving money away to everybody.
Right.
And
it's not like the urgent care center is around the corner. It's, it's a 30-minute drive away.
And the lights. Will you stop with the lights down the shore?
Well, if you don't have lights on Long Beach Island, people are going to be doing 100 up and down the main strip.
Yeah, but what you got to do? I'll tell you about that when we come back. Sensors on the lights to tell you. Because how many times you're at a light, you look around, there's not a million. Especially when I'm coming here, 4:30 in the morning, boom, boom, boom. No, there's nothing. You got to put sensors on the light. That's another idea I have that will sell. But right now, we want to make way for Michael Caputo. So we'll take a break with Al. And we appreciate Al's work ethic, sick and all, comes into work, and he's going to do the news for you now, live and local, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
67 degrees at 7:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Thousands without power this morning on Long Island and in southern Connecticut following intense storms late yesterday that are blamed for two deaths. A man killed when a tree branch fell into his car in Fairfield. A woman drowned in rough waters off of Fire Island. Hail, strong winds, and intense rain caused lots of damage. As of 6 this morning, 22,000 are without power on Long Island. The Lakewood School District is closing today due to financial pressures. District announced yesterday that parents should alternate plans for today as the status of operation and programs offered remains undetermined. The Asbury Park Press reports the school board approved a budget last week that it cannot fund, went to court last Wednesday seeking to make a plea for financial help. Board of Education is meeting this morning at the high school commons. In sports, free agent negotiating period underway in the NBA. The Nets will reportedly sign stars Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and DeAndre Jordan as they reshape their roster. The Yankees scored 9 times in the 7th inning, erasing a 4-2 deficit. They beat the Red Sox 12-8 in London. The Bombers swept the 2-game set. The Mets scored 5 runs in the 8th inning to rally past the Braves by the final of 8-5. And sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You got to go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Alan. Over on the island, 107 Cedar Swamp Road is closed at Wheatley Road in Brookville. It's an overturned vehicle. LIE westbound slowing down at Old Nichols Road. They just cleaned up a collision, though. And then you're kind of busy LIE westbound getting out through Casino Boulevard. Heavy again right through the BQE out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. The Staten Island Expressway eastbound at Slauson Avenue, a collision there. It's still busy cross Bronx west out through White Plains Road. Inbound GWB still waiting about 55 minutes to the upper, 35 to the lower. Lincoln 30, Holland, that's going to be about 30 to 35. A disabled vehicle in the South Tube being cleared at this point as well. 18 North building by the New Jersey Turnpike and 84 east at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge, a collision on the bridge. Sunny today, high in the 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
It's time for the AM 970 $1,000 Daily Cash Giveaway. Enter now for your chance to win $1,000 by using keyword low at AM970TheAnswer.com. This is an Aptivada summer contest with participation from several broadcast company television and radio stations. For each opportunity to win, one winner will be randomly selected from all entries received nationwide. Once again, you have until 10 o'clock this morning to enter keyword low at AM970TheAnswer.com. That's keyword low at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Cure for everything.
The hope of the future.
This technology has the potential to change the lives of everyone.
On Thursday, July 18th, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich and biotech investment expert Mark Lichtenfeld will take the stage for the 2019 American Health and Wealth Summit, where they'll discuss the single most important scientific breakthrough of this century, something economists are saying could create a trillion-dollar market over the next decade. It could radically improve every American's health, unburden our economy from the current healthcare fiasco, and even help many smart, forward-looking Americans like you fund their retirements. This online event is free to attend, but you must register in advance. For details on the 2019 American Health and Wealth Summit this July 18th at 1 p.m., text the keyword WEALTH to 76076 or visit us online at ushealthandwealthsummit.com.
By texting WEALTH to 76076, you agree to be called or texted at your number with automated technology with marketing messages from the Oxford Club, even if your number is on a national, state, or corporate team on a call list. Consent is not a condition of purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Once upon a time, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
Now, there's Salem Surround, delivering customers with targeted digital marketing. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 741. Michael Caputo standing by. We want you to develop an estate plan. I want to tell you about Connors and Solomon first. I was putting it off for the longest time. You can't put it off any longer. I got a lot of things in my life that I was worried about. Where's my money going to end up? You know, who's going to be around the coffin? Forgive me. I'm being facetious, but, you know, who's going to be the nipping, you know, at all the finances when you pass away? You want an estate plan. You want a power of attorney. You want a will. You want a trust. You want to call Connors and Sullivan. That's exactly what I did. I didn't know who was getting what. It was getting really quirky, you know, and so I called Lisa over at Connors and Sullivan. She got me to Bridget. They were so great. Rose Kelly came in. And then Mike is there and Beth is there. You will feel so comfortable. You know, they'll help you identify the best solution when it comes to wills and trusts and powers of attorney and healthcare proxies, right? So please call Mike and Mike Connors, and you'll get a free initial office consultation. 718-238-6500. Tell them, look, I heard Piscopo talking about you. What can you do for me, Mr. Connors? 718-238-6500. And listen to Ask the Lawyer, by the way, with Mike Connors on the radio. Catch him Sunday at 11 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer, or Saturday at 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570, The Mission.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
7:42 with Joe on the radio. Michael Caputo, he's a warrior, longtime Republican political consultant, former Donald Trump campaign aide, Roger Stone associate, Army veteran. Thanks for your service, Michael, and welcome back to the show, my friend.
Good morning, Joe. How you doing?
We're doing great. I'm feeling patriotic. I'm watching the president in North Korea. Michael, that's monumental. It's epic. We got a guy like President Trump leading the way. I don't want to hear any criticism. And you're one of the warriors to come through this ridiculous Russia probe. You know what, Michael, if I could start here, I feel bad, though, for like Roger Stone. I feel bad for like Manafort, because there was no Russia collusion. And you're still standing. Thank God you're still standing to talk about it. But I know you feel bad about all these other this other collateral damage of this witch hunt.
Well, it's been terrible for a lot of people. I'm kind of a marginal character in this whole thing. What happened to me and my family, the reason people know about this, because I spoke up about it, there are dozens of families caught up in this that were trying to stay quiet, stay out of harm's way. Then you have Roger Stone, who has never been quiet about anything in his entire life. And, you know, he's really standing up against the powers right now. I mean, the whole entire power of the federal government has been shaped into a suppository aimed for Roger Stone. Wow. And he needs people's help. He's raising money online. But I'll tell you, his filings from his attorneys, he's got a pretty strong case, I think.
Yes, he does. But you're absolutely right. You know better than anybody what it could cost financially. Hey, on a lighter note, if I can, Michael, I know you were down at the White House last week for the presentation of the Presidential Medal of Freedom to David Bellavia. What was that like?
Well, I'll tell you, everything just seems so coincidental nowadays. Yesterday, I stationed in Korea on deployment from the 25th Infantry Division. One of the first things I did as a young man was stand in a foxhole overlooking the demilitarized zone, and then to watch the president cross that threshold for me reminded me of my days of, you know, being 18, 19 years old in those foxholes. And then to be able to spend 3 days with David Bellavia and his family as he went through the White House ceremonies, the Pentagon ceremonies. David's a very good friend of mine, and nobody deserves this honor more than he does. But what was really great to see, Joe, is that he insisted upon his squad being there with him. And I got to stay up late and swap stories with these fellas for a couple of days. And there is nothing like an American fighting man. There's nothing like an Army infantryman. And to watch David accept that our nation's highest honor was probably, I got to tell you, Joe, the most incredible 2 days of my life.
That is beautiful. Tell us about Michael. You were stationed in South Korea?
Well, I was stationed with the 25th Infantry, which is based on Oahu, but we spent our exercises in South Korea and along the DMZ in an annual war game called Team Spirit. Yeah. So we'd go every year for several months. And I can remember, you know, standing in that foxhole on the DMZ and having my feet frozen in the mud of that foxhole. I have really visceral memories of that time, and the high levels of tension between, just looking at the faces of the North Koreans across the border who would flip us off and make all kinds of terrible gestures and even beat the living tar out of one of the soldiers along the DMZ when I was there. I'll tell you, to watch the president walk across there and have a productive conversation with Kim Jong-un, to me, it meant everything.
Yeah, well said, and we always appreciate your service, Michael. Hey, and appreciate your time as well, my friend. Hey, so what's happening with the Eddie Gallagher trial in California, Michael?
Well, the defense has rested their case on Friday, and I think we're going to see something quite different come out of this than what the prosecution attorneys expected, especially with a medic who was working with Gallagher in the combat on that day, saying that he, in fact, had caused the death of that Iraqi. I'll tell you, it's really, to me, it goes to show you where our military has gone. You know, a lot of the things that go down, you know, as David Bellavia said in his presentation, peer group pressure can cause you to smoke a cigarette when you're 13 years old, but it can also inspire heroism in his case, and in other cases, really tragic events. But the fog of war and the things go down in true hand, close quarters combat.
Yep.
It's an awful thing to witness. And Eddie Gallagher deserves, to be acquitted here.
Look at that. Hey, Michael, before we let you go, man, coming out of those debates, who do you think the strongest candidate is on the Democratic side? And who's the weakest, sir?
Well, obviously, I think Joe Biden is terribly weak, even though he's a front runner. And because he's the front runner, he's the one that's being targeted for destruction by his compatriots. And, of course, I think Kamala Harris came off strong there. You know, it's not just luck that she was standing there and was able to, tear down Joe Biden. That was practice. And the one thing Joe Biden didn't do was prepare for that debate. He's going to have to retool to even survive until the early primaries.
Yeah. What about your military guy, Michael? Tulsi Gabbard? I mean, you know, major from Hawaii. Any shot for her, do you think?
I'll tell you what. I love the way she's steering the debate issues a lot differently than this kind of like Johnny one-note leftist tilt of the rest of the field.
Yeah.
I don't know that she's got a chance. But she certainly is drawing a contrast between what we would consider an old school Democrat and the new school that leans as left as humanly possible.
Yeah. You know, as we speak, Michael Caputo on the phone, and you're very gracious with your time. By the way, you're a great guest, man, I got to tell you. And I know I see you with Tucker, you know, and you're a great guest on Fox all the time and everything. What you went through, I mean, and here you're going into 4th of July. Tell us what that means to you after you being wrongly accused, be a part of this DOJ witch hunt. Now you're going to get to spend with your family, unlike some other folks, you know, on the 4th of July. I mean, it makes it extra special after you went through what you went through, yes?
It is. And, you know, I live in a tiny little village outside of Buffalo named East Aurora, and it's a very patriotic town. We have our own festivities, our Independence Day festivities, and this year, they mean quite a deal, quite a great deal to me. You know, I, for the last 2 years, have been so disappointed in my nation, concerned about all this crazy stuff going on in the national security apparatus that was weaponized in order to spy upon the Republican candidate for president. But I got to tell you something. I reported what I thought were FBI informants coming at me in 2016, especially in May of 2016. I reported those to the Department of Justice Inspector General. I reported those to the U.S. attorney in Salt Lake, who was supposed to be pursuing those investigations into the investigators, and I never heard back. But I got to tell you something. When Department of Justice Attorney General Barr appointed a U.S. attorney Huber from Connecticut,
yeah,
that's the first time any one of these people has ever responded to my attorneys. He's responded. I'm going to spend my Independence Day hopeful, finally, that somebody shines the light on the fight against our freedom that was taking place in the national security apparatus under Barack Obama.
Michael Caputo, you're a warrior, brother. Thank you for your service as an Army.
You have a great week.
Yeah, you too. Happy 4th of July, Michael. Thanks for being with us, my friend. Hey, 751 with Joe on the radio. Debbie's looking out for you on the roads. Debbie Duhame, how we doing? AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. Let's take a drive over to 84 East at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. They just cleaned up an accident there. Still kind of busy. Bronx River Parkway northbound as you get up through East Chester, getting reports of a collision there. The left lane remains blocked. Inbound GWB, an hour to the upper, 30 to the lower. Over at the Lincoln Tunnel, 25, Holland about 30 with a stalled car cleared from the south tube. We're still seeing some pockets of volume on 78 eastbound exit 26, an accident over there as well. And watch for slowdowns eastbound belt out by Rockaway Parkway with a collision. LIE is busy as you head westbound, getting out through Casino Boulevard in toward the BQE with that new construction pattern. Southbound Van Wyck into Liberty Ave, a crash, and the Cross Island North at Northern Boulevard. Accident there. Staten Island Expressway eastbound right at Slauson Avenue, a collision, and 107 southbound closed at Wheatley Road in Brookville with an overturned vehicle. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder says Joe Biden is getting a pass.
But I know where his heart is. Joe doesn't feel that way at all.
Hey, I know where his heart is, says Clyburn. And Sharpton says, hey, people sometimes they things that don't really reflect what they are. You know?
He may say things that doesn't reflect what he really means.
Well, right.
But he must prove that to people.
But zero tolerance for Trump.
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7. Right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Join Tradeway on August 2nd and 3rd at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square to learn how you can trade stocks. No experience required. It's only $99.95. Call Tradeway at 877-907-TRADE or go to Tradeway.com to register. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and her Senate allies lied to you. They passed congestion pricing after promising no new taxes. Call Leader Stewart-Cousins at 518-455-2585. Tell her to repeal congestion pricing now. This ad paid for by Reclaim Initiative, a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c4 organization.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
President Trump is right. Watch Newsmax TV and bypass the big media. On Newsmax, you'll get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and many more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel, now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news for real people.
Hey, Piscopo in the morning. It is 7:54. Look at this, going into the weekend, July 4th weekend. Yay! July 1st, happy July. You know, when it comes to protecting your home and your family, trust one of the longest-standing names in New York. Trust Honig Conte Parrino Insurance. Honig Conte Parrino Insurance. They've been in Manhattan for over 100 years, and it's family-owned, providing coverage for four generations. They are consistent and face-to-face. You know, I love family-owned and operated. I always tell you that, right? That's what you get with Honig Conte Parrino. No automated services. These guys are great. I sat down. We broke bread together. We talked. I could see how Michael Honig tells me he gets up like 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, like we do for the radio. I said, why? He goes, I love my mornings. He can't wait to get to work. I'm telling you, these guys are dedicated. Michael Honig and Michael Conte are names you can trust. Call the Michaels today, 212-777-7113. It's 212-777-7113, or visit them at honigconte.com. It's HONIGCONTE.com. Honig Conte Parrino Insurance. Not just here to provide insurance, but insurance guidance.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
It's 5 minutes before 8 o'clock. It's a 7:55. Joe Lumberg is out there. Joe, good weekend. How are you? Welcome back. I got Joey there?
No Joe yet.
That's
I'll
okay.
I'll let you know when he's there.
Let me know, Joe Lumberg. This is the guy that goes out and does so much. He bikes so much. And Al, I know you go to the gym and you work, and you're doing a great job on that. If I go on my bike, I do 3 miles tops. This guy, Joe Lumberg, does like he's doing 20 miles, 100 miles. And we got him now. Joe, we thought we lost you. You feeling okay?
I'm feeling good. I took yesterday off. I didn't ride yesterday.
Stop it. I thought we go to, here's Joe Lumberg, and I thought I'd hear, and you just kind of went down.
Too many bodies in town right now. My wife's entire family's in town, so I had to play entertainment yesterday.
You must be happy about that, Joe, huh?
Just elated. happy joy.
Oh, I got to do 400 miles today, honey. I'll be right back. I'll be back in 8 hours.
That's the time I got to go.
Joe, how we doing weather-wise? It's been beautiful, man. Oh. Except with the rain. The rain came and then it went, and it was beautiful. What's the rest
of
the week look like?
Not a drop of rain today. It is going to be sunny all day long. 15 hours of sunshine, about 84 for high today. This is a perfect kind of day today. Tonight's lows will drop into the upper 60s to near 70. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a little warmer, a little more humid, mid-80s. We'll be in the upper 80s Wednesday, maybe an afternoon thunderstorm. That chance is a little higher as we get to Thursday. Hopefully we can keep them away for fireworks, but that's a chance for late Thursday.
That's good. So you're going out for a long bike ride today, are you?
yeah, I might be back by tomorrow.
Joe, you're the man. Thank you, Joe Lumberg. Thanks so much. Be careful. Have fun. Joe Lumberg, our marathon man meteorologist. Oh, honey, the family's over? Yeah, look at that. I got to go on my bike ride. I'll be back tomorrow. Hey, Gordon Chang is going to join us next hour. I can't wait to talk with Gordon. I met Gordon at Neil Cavuto's show. You know, I was doing a hit at Fox News or Fox Business. And this is a great guy, Gordon Chang. Just a nice man, you know. And he knows North Korea. He knows China. He knows that whole area of the world better than anybody. I'm pumped up at what the president did. Gordon will break everything down for you as only he can, all right? And then Dan Gabriel is going to join us as well, former CIA counterterrorism officer. What's going on in the Middle East, you know? And he's got a film called Mosul, which focuses on efforts to battle ISIS in 2016. Mosul is the name of the film. And you're always welcome on our Balance of Nature phone lines, 877-977. 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. You're welcome to call. I'm broadcasting from WJRZ down in the shore, down in Manahawkin, New Jersey. We thank our friends at JRZ for being so hospitable, and to our engineer, Bill Clinton Sr. Love you for listening. It's Piscopo. Happy July. Don't go away. We're coming right back on AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.